Righto, Jars, the Aussies head to the Gold Coast to take on South Africa this Saturday night. Catch all the action on Fox Cricket in 4K. And then they also take on India from Wednesday. Three T20s live with no ad breaks and in 4K on Fox Cricket. And the man that's leading the charge, the one and only, our favourite, Mark Junior Moore. Junior, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Yeah, g'day, guys. Good to talk to you.
Mate, have we interrupted you today? What are you up to? Some cricket analysis or what?
Really? Just down Westfield, actually, doing a bit of shopping.
Oh, lovely.
A bit of grocery shopping. Not really.
Not doing a lot. All right, mate, let's talk about state of the cricket. How are you finding it at the moment? I'll kickstart you with the, and I'm assuming you would have read every page of it, the 145-page Longstar review. That'd be bedside reading for you, wouldn't it?
No, I've read a few of the recommendations, yes. So, I mean, that's all old news. We should be right now that they've recommended all those things, as long as we can abide by them. That's the main thing. But we just need to win some cricket games, basically. Australia was... had a pretty lean sort of 3 or 4 months, haven't we? We did win the one day in Adelaide, of course. But that's been it so far. So we'd love to win the T20 starting on the weekend.
Junior, do you think the scheduling has damaged Shield cricket in the last 5 or 6 years?
The scheduling, look, it's been difficult for all cricket, really. I mean, trying to pick an Australian team. I was selected there for 4 years and trying to pick players when you've got three different formats.
Yeah.
You know, crossing over, it's almost impossible. And then, of course, the flow-on effect. You don't get a lot of the senior players and the Australian players playing Shield cricket. And then even back to club cricket, you don't get many Shield players playing club cricket. So there's been that sort of flow-on effect. But with all the cricket on, I just don't see, unless the schedule's changed at international level, I don't see, you know, any changes in the foreseeable future, yeah.
Junior, do you think management now, we've had the sort of clean out and they're looking to, for the brighter side of things. Will they look at the scheduling, or is it just so fixed in because of the dollar value required to get because of the TV rights deal?
Yeah, mate, I don't know. You'd have to ask an administrator. But, yeah, I mean, you know, there's obviously the schedule, ICC schedule, which is sort of set years in advance. And, you know, teams have got to play other teams and, you know, there's fixtures that have got to happen. So, look, I don't know how it all works, but, you know, there needs to be, you know, a good look at it. I haven't got the answer for you. So, yeah, next question.
Junior, next question. I'm going to fast forward the first test match here at Adelaide Oval, which will be a cracker against India, arch rivals. Who's your top four? Who are you selecting for the top four to bat for our country going forward?
Bloody tough. Very tough.
It is, yeah.
Well, I'm assuming Khawaja's going to be fit. So,
right, yep.
I'm going to have him at number three. Openers probably will be Finch and Renshaw, although the next couple of Shield matches are going to really tell the tale there. Then you've got Sean Marsh at number four. So that's the top four,
done,
I reckon, at this stage. But it's not cut and dried. If there was a couple of players to jump out of the pack in Shield cricket and make back-to-back hundreds, and
maybe
you know they could jump the queue. But it should be a great test match regardless of who we've got on the paddock. Always love the Adelaide test match. We normally see a good contest between bat and ball. So it's not that far off.
And no, it's not.
Although previous years have been day-night matches, which have been great, I'm still expecting that there'll be a full house there for India, who are going to be a good challenge for us.
Yeah, it'll be jam-packed. Junior, thoughts on the new no-objection certificate that you need to go and play IPL?
The what?
Yeah.
No objection?
Yeah,
what's
it's
that?
Cricket Australia now. If you want to go and play in the IPL.
You've been doing too much reading.
No, I'm not, mate. It's in front of me. It's come out today. It's just been announced today, Junior, that you need a no objection certificate. Now, I reckon if I was in the Australian team, Junior, I'd come to you because I think you'd be the bloke forging certificates, I reckon.
What's a no objection certificate? I've got no idea what that means.
It just means you've got to be fit. You need permission.
You better explain it, Lou.
Well, Junior, it's Cricket Australia have to give you permission to go and play it because of the scheduling and with the World Cups, that you've got to get one of these certificates to go and have a crack.
That's always been the case anyway.
I know.
Always had to get, so it's just a bit more formal, is it?
Yeah, but I mean,
fair income.
If you could just sign mine and send me on my way, it'd be great.
A few brown paper bags floating around.
We need to see you, mate.
Oh, I reckon, mate.
We need to get you signed off.
Have you passed, crossed paths with Stephen after Warnie clipped him in his book?
Oh, Warnie.
Well, Warnie hasn't missed anybody.
No.
I've got a mention in there quite a bit as well. So. But yeah, no, I haven't read the book. Warnie hasn't been kind enough to pass a couple on yet in the commentary box. I'm waiting for
no freebies.
I'm waiting for a discount. They'll be a dollar each this time next year. So.
That's what happens to them, doesn't it?
They'll be out the front.
When no one buys them,
they'll be right out the front. They will be.
I think you're still selling mine from about 20 years ago. All good bookstores.
Yeah, there's another run on the yours, I think, Junior.
I don't even look at the pictures anyway. Yeah, that's it.
I think so. The players packed. I just want to know what your thoughts, Junior. When you threw on the baggy green, were you thinking compete with us, smile with us, fight with us, and dream with us?
Mate, it's been a tough line of questioning today. But,
yeah, matcha.
Yeah, look, I can see what they're trying to do, the cricketers, and you know, trying to get back in favour with everybody. But I honestly think if they just play good, hard, fair cricket, that's all we need. That's the Australian way. We don't need to try and be something that we're not, I don't think. I don't think we need to try too hard, but just respect everybody on the field but have a red-hot go at the same time. That's we don't want to be little quiet kittens out there because it is Test match cricket, so there's going to be some confrontation and some passion. We want to see that. That's what it's all about. But I'm sure we won't cross the line, and hopefully we're smiling as we're winning because that's the main thing. If we're winning, I reckon we'll definitely be smiling. We won't have to worry about the players.
We should be fine. Junior, can I run one last thing past you? And this is an easy one.
He's at bloody Westfield Blues.
I know. He's got to do the shopping. He's got to get home and he's got to get everything
bread,
on the list.
Bread and milk.
Junior, funniest thing you've seen in cricket. I saw a tweet on the weekend in Newcastle from Newcastle Cricket that a bloke just had his girlfriend walk out McDonald's cheeseburger of him whilst he was fielding at fine leg and he ate it.
Did Warnie do that, do you know?
It sounds like Shane.
But, he would have had toasted ham and cheese in his pocket, Warnie.
Yeah.
Actually, my uncle,
he
was a first grade cricketer, Captain Bankstown. His nickname was Lunch because he used to put his lunch in his pocket as well. He used to have his real sandwich in his pocket. So
that's in his pocket.
That was my uncle Dion. His nickname was Lunch. Oh, so, yeah.
Oh, very funny.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not? Absolutely. As long as you just don't mess anything up when it comes down to you. Hey, Junior, thank you so much. How's your social media star, Donkey Bully, going? All right.
Oh, Bully. Bully's good, yeah.
He's enormous.
He is, yeah. I'll have to get him a manager, I reckon. Get him to do some ads and stuff like that. We might even give him an appearance on Fox Sports down at the Big Bash. Might take him down one day.
Oh, I reckon.
And what about your brother, Dino? Have you seen him lately?
I haven't. I spoke to him, actually, yesterday. I think he's making his annual trip to my neck of the woods just after Christmas. Okay. So I'll probably catch up with him on the Adelaide test, although he'll probably be out in the back blocks in the tent, probably, on the marquees.
On the pims. You better not have any commentary obligations there, Junior, if you go out there.
Don't go there.
I'll still well clear of Dino during the test match.
Right. Yeah, it's a good call, too. I think we might do the same as well. Junior, thank you so much for your time. And if you want to watch any cricket, there's only one spot, and that's on Fox. It's in 4K. You get the T20s live when Australia take on India, and, of course, Saturday night. Taking on South Africa. Thanks, Junior.
See ya.
Okay. See you in Adelaide.
Go and do the shopping.
Shopping, yeah.
Yeah, I will finish off the grocery shopping.
All right. And I'll send you those reports, all right, just so you can catch up.
Okay. Thank you.
There he is, the superstar that is Mark Waugh on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis, 104.7 Triple M.